A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 8. Continuing their mission across the Dune Sea, the crew of the Tin Sparrow have faced several challenges, from sandstorms to Tusken Raiders, from rabid Womp Rats to the Sarlacc Pit. But just as Mos Eisley, the end of their spice run, was in sight, the crew was once more stopped by the Exchange. Easily dispatching of their foes, they talked of what to do with the lone survivor. A flash, a bang, and suddenly they were captured.
You guys are unconscious. There are bags placed over your heads. When you guys are starting to come to, you realize that you are all tied up. Bags over your heads. You're on a speeder. You hear bay doors close. You hear engines start up. You guys feel a ship take off.
Our mission.
Our ship.
Our ship. Our payday.
The pieces from my jacuzzi.
Hey, where's the... Hey, is Thorben with us?
Oh, you'll find out.
Well, yeah.
When you guys come to, you're all tied up. You have, what are they called? Bracers? What are they called? With the handcuffs?
Mm-hmm. Bindings.
Binders.
Binders. The bags are removed from your heads, and there are six bounty hunters surrounding you.
Oh.
And they're like...
Well, well, well. We finally found you, boys. Y'all have a pretty big bounty on your heads.
Mind trick.
This better not be.
Can I do a perception check?
Oh,
yeah. Can I do a perception check?
Sure.
I can't do a mind trick with.
Oh shit!
I can't move my hands at all.
No, they're behind your back.
Oh, behind the back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like you guys are like, you're like kneeling. You're on your knees. Like your feet are bound. You're. Hands are bound. What do you want to perceive?
Do I hear Box Drag's voice?
No.
Dang.
You do not recognize.
I'm looking for weapons on their belts, daggers, grenades, stuff like that.
Yeah, there's a whole assortment. I mean, they've all got like blaster pistols.
Yeah, they're tricked out with blaster rifles, blaster pistols, heavy blaster pistols.
How far are they? Like, what's the distance from
us?
They're tricked out.
Yeah, just a couple of feet. I mean, not within reaching distance, and like you're bound. Like you could roll at them.
Well, I was gonna try and use the force to like push a dagger up on the ceiling. Like discreetly and just kind of like.
I mean, your hands are bound.
I can still just like.
Hella negatives.
I can hella negative.
Well.
What?
17 on use the force.
At hella negatives.
Yeah.
Sorry, no.
Nah, it's all right.
So worth a shot.
One of them fills one of his knives, twitch, and he's like, puts his hand on it. It's not moving. So. All
right. We still have the mask on.
No, we took it off. We're looking at it.
Yep. You can see.
I go. Hey, I'm an aspiring bounty hunter. I don't know if you've ever heard of Box Drag, but he trained me, and he won the Great Hunt.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Box Drag.
Box Drag.
What's your name?
Sawbone.
All right. We're going to have one of our guys go look it up.
All right. Sweet.
Yeah, hella connected.
You know, like, just letting you know, like, I'm on your side.
But the rest of you.
Yeah. You know me, too?
Don't want to talk about it. Your movies suck.
Yes!
But you know me.
But you do know me.
I see.
But
I
you
see.
Do know me.
I see. Space Transformers.
I'm sure everybody knows you, and everyone's just too embarrassed to say anything.
Tell us about this bounty.
Well, you guys took some weapons from a very, very important gang.
Oh, no.
Do you have them?
The weapons?
Yeah.
No, we're...
Oh, y'all have... No, I know, but did you take them?
No.
Are they on board?
No.
Where are they?
With wherever you took them.
These are the weapons that we took in our first mission.
Do we not have?
We gave them away already.
Oh, that I got hit really hard. I forgot.
Yeah, the Sirocco gang sent us to find you.
Yeah.
And what's really interesting is that when we came and got you guys, we found out some other interesting things. Willie, you have a bounty on your head.
Bounty?
Yeah.
From
your parents.
My parents.
Whoa.
They want me dead?
No, they didn't. They want you returned alive. But they've put a pretty penny on your head because they want you back on Coruscant.
Like how much?
Like a couple million credits. Your parents didn't take too kindly to your note, apparently, that you left. Kale D-bag.
I didn't do it.
Well, there's a couple of bounties on your head.
No.
You banged a dude's wife. He wants you dead.
That's true.
How many?
There's probably multiple. Multiple bounties on this one.
And they want the purse back, too.
Oh, God.
Also, your father's put a bounty on your head. Seems that maybe you may have taken off with one of his credit cards and have been just pulling money all willy-nilly. There was an alert on Nalhutta of you using the card. Perfect. And then again on Tatooine, pulling over 200,000 credits.
Well, I mean...
His is marked dead or alive.
Oh, damn.
My dad's a dick.
Chub Rub.
What?
You escaped enslavement. They want you back.
Who? I done killed the motherfucker had me in chains.
Well, it turns out that Yon Nave, he had actually sold you and was getting ready to take you to your new owners.
I ain't his to sell.
You take it up with the bounty.
Hey, man, take it up with these nuts.
Oh, wow. Oh my God! Such viciousness.
He slaps you.
No,
with his gauntlet, just comes up and just. Bah!
Oh come on! I've been fucked harder than that by Gungans.
Just leave Chub Rub out of this. He's so sweet. Look at him.
He's just a sweet
He's
little boy.
He's a sweet little guy.
Bounty's a bounty. Don't
hey,
give a shit.
Hey, I agree. I'm all about that money, making that cheddar.
Hey, big guy, what's it gonna take for us to get? We gotta work a deal out. There's gotta be something we can do for y'all.
Do you have 20 million credits?
All right. Well, I'm out of ideas. Anybody else want to speak up?
Mark Canoe.
Well, another bounty hunter comes back, the one who went to go check out on Sawbone. He comes back. He's like,
hey, no, he actually checks out. He works for Box Drag.
I'm like, no.
You're good.
You're good to go. Thanks,
guys. We ain't fucking with Box Drag.
We all by association work with Box Drag.
No,
I interned with Box Drag once.
Hey, man, I made that dude a lot of money.
Really?
We're on a mission with Sawbone over here.
They are with me.
Okay.
I made these two dudes
I actually rescued Chub Rub.
Yeah, that's a strong word.
From Yon Nave, because Yon Nave, granted, he has a bounty. Yon Nave was brutally abusing Chubby.
I don't give a shit.
Hey, I agree.
There's not one part of me that cares.
Part of the bounty
I
picked.
We're gonna go call up Box Dragon, see if you guys are actually working with them. Just to see.
How much is my bounty worth?
A couple million.
I can make you more than that shit.
Doing what?
You see me? I'm fucking cute and I'm capable.
What, are we gonna send you out as a sex slave?
I mean, if that's what you want, baby, I make money however you need it.
He's standing on that. He's standing on that corner.
I make that paper.
So they unlock your bracers, and they go up to the.
I'm gonna follow them up there because they unlock my bracers. Because
they're gonna go call.
Hey. I'd be like, guys, I'll be back.
Yeah.
Go.
Is there a guy?
Talk to Box.
Is there a guy standing with us still?
No, they all leave.
Oh, they. Oh,
wait. Am I still wearing my? Do I still have my coat on and everything, or is it my...
No, they've... No, you've got your... Like, no one has weapons.
But I just wide-eye at Sawbone as he leaves the room.
Yeah, but do I have my butter and my meat and everything?
Looking back at our bracers as he leaves the room.
I can't undo your bracers. Like, they have the key.
So, in the ship, you guys are in the cargo hold. They leave out the door. That guy is actually going to stay by the door on the outside. The door will remain open, but they all go up to the front of the ship near a holo terminal, and they're like,
"How the fuck are we gonna call Box Drag?"
I got his number.
You have his number.
I got his number. I got his coordinates. Call him up. Things. Whatever. However you would do that, and I don't know how you would do that in space. Do people have cell phones?
I mean, you have his, like, holocom channel.
Yeah, his holocom frequency or whatever. Yeah, you have
that code.
Put it in.
beep boop beep 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 boop boop boop.
Easy.
Yeah, you feel like you're
with
the
sound.
Yeah,
it's
trademarked. You're it belongs to another character. Let's hold on.
We all know who the beep booper is. Yeah.
As opposed to the boopooer who is
hello.
So the hollow terminal rings and Box Drag answers.
Oh, let's hear this voice.
Let's
do a good one. Yeah. Give me a good one.
Just winging it.
Hello.
Hey, Box.
Sawbone, where have you been?
Oh, man. I turned in the bounty in Nalhada for Yon Nave. And then...
You were supposed to meet up with me.
We were, but then Verbok gave myself and some of my comrades that I have met up with here after I turned in that bounty... a mission to go and collect more things for him.
Okay.
And I got some money for it.
Okay.
And I got some money on that bounty I turned in on Yon Nave.
Right.
So now we have been captured, unfortunately.
Did you just forget about your trading?
I did not.
Well, you never called me.
I know, man. When was I supposed to, though? Yep. My ship blew up.
Any time.
My ship blew up. I'm so sorry.
Well... But you obviously still have my holo terminal frequency.
I know.
To call me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't call. I'm sorry. But I really need some assistance. The people that are with me have been captured. They have let me go because I...
Do they have bounty on their heads?
They do.
Well,
but
what do you do then?
Can we hear...
You're a bounty hunter in training.
You capture by design.
What is the code of the bounty hunter?
It is captured by design, killed by necessity.
Uh-huh.
They have been captured.
Okay.
But they are
turn them in, make the money.
I understand.
No, this
but
is part
I need,
of your training. You need to turn them in.
I understand.
Make the money.
I definitely want the money, but these guys are far more important.
Then your training with me is done.
Box, I don't want to do that, though. You have so much more.
The rules.
There's so much more left you can teach me.
You know the rules. Make the money. Come find me.
And he hangs up.
Oh, okay.
All right. So now all the bounty hunters just kind of, they just look at you.
All right, ma'am. What are you doing?
Well, I can't really disrespect Box.
Oh, shit.
Damn. But I can't really turn on my friends.
What a conundrum.
What a conundrum.
The leader
make a choice.
What would your character do?
The leader pulls a gun out.
Oh.
And points it at you.
Mm.
You've got 3 seconds. Make a choice. One.
These aren't real time seconds.
I was waiting for you to go one.
Two.
I think my friends honestly are going to be more important at this point. So I will. You know what, honestly, let's go see Box and maybe we can take Box down.
We don't know where Box is.
All right, well then I'm
No,
I'm
we're
not
gonna
leaving.
Put you back in your bracers.
I take that gun from him.
Okay.
There you go.
He's the only one that has a gun
Decision
on me.
Decision has been made. You guys, we're gonna cut from your story right now. We're gonna go back to the four of you that are still in the binders. I keep wanting to call them bracers. In the binders, there's no one in that room with you. Everyone roll a perception for me.
Everyone but me?
Everyone but you. You're not there.
21.
21? Okay.
19.
Okay.
15 perception and 22 mechanics to see if there's anything that I can pick up.
22 perception.
Okay. So you two see that there are some lockers up against one of the walls. And, like, two of them are open. There's, like, four of them. Two of them are open, and you can see, like, your lightsaber. You can see his bandoliers. You can, like, that's where your weapons are being held. Like, you guys can, like, okay. Like, we need to get that stuff. There is no life support, and this is just a cargo hold. Okay. So there's some other crates and stuff in there, but, like,
can I
nothing that looks
can important. I use the Force to get my lightsaber?
You can try.
Okay, I'll try. I turn my back to my lightsaber, and I'm going to use the Force.
While he's doing that, I say, y'all don't think Sawbones do anything stupid up in the cockpit, do you?
Oh, most definitely. So it's 19.
Okay. So you pull the lightsaber, It takes a couple of tries, but it finally comes over and it kind of lands at your feet. So it doesn't quite land in your hands, but mm-hmm. you definitely
make
like
a noise.
You can. Yeah, but
like a clink, clink,
like a clink, clink. But they don't. They can't hear it through the. Oh, the door's open, isn't it? Shit.
Can I cough?
It is open.
They couldn't.
Do I see this happening in front of me?
What? Him doing that?
Him doing that?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Oh, there yeah, you go.
Cost. I was gonna have him roll
perception, but no, nice. That'll. Yep. That'll yeah. yeah. All right. So you can.
I activate the lightsaber and cut through my cuffs.
Okay.
Yeah.
You undo your feet and your wrist. What do you do? You are free.
I'm trying to take the gun.
Bro. I run over to everybody and free him.
I keep Ooh. Coughing.
No, yes. You cough too much, and he's gonna come back.
Yeah, the guy at the door, he's just like.
Shut up.
Yeah. What are those, what
keep
are those
it down things called? In
the,
there.
Take a fucking lozenge.
I finally hawk something up.
Yeah. Ah, that's disgusting.
So I free everybody.
All right. Hey. You guys are free. You guys
hey,
can go
let's get our stuff.
So you guys grab the stuff. You guys head to the door. And again, there's a guard right there, but his back is to you.
I know what I like.
Do we want to hostage this guy? Do you want me to just
nope.
whoop?
Kill him as quickly and quietly as all right. possible.
I go up behind him and.
You have stealth?
And I. And
ooh,
I,
stealth it. Stealth check. Oh.
Plus, it's a 7.
Surprisingly enough, that still works.
He rolled a shit percent.
Yeah, this guy, we already have established this like, guy is not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Not the brightest.
So I walk up behind him uh-huh. really closely,
uh-huh.
and then I go right up to his ear, and I cough. And then I activate.
So wait, are you like putting your lightsaber up against him?
Yeah, and sure. In his back to where his heart is. And then just activate.
Activating it. So just on off? Just
on
just
off.
Mm-hmm. Is that like a coup de grace?
I think that's a coup de grace.
That's like a coup de grace.
Because he was unaware.
Yeah, because you just turned the lightsaber on point blank. It obviously goes through him.
Yeah.
So roll that again? So
yeah, I guess, yeah, roll again. You know what? Fuck it. He's dead.
Yeah.
You just
I don't even know.
Fuck it. You just you put the lightsaber through his heart.
Yep. He falls to the floor.
I catch him and I
he's dead.
Yeah.
He's still
yeah. It's more for me because I just watched this shit happen. Yeah.
And then I look back at everybody in my most serious face that I've ever had. Let's go get our friends. Friend.
Friend. Yeah. Damn it.
The collective.
Let's go get our friend.
Sorry, that was a movie quote.
Yeah.
Let's go. I meant friend. Let's
and
go.
And I say, that gave me chills. Why didn't you act like that in the movies?
Oh. And then I look at him. And I just shake my head.
Let's go. Question. Mm-hmm. Can a 28 galactic lore or technology check give me some knowledge of the schematics of this ship?
Sure. This ship is kind of like the bounty hunter ship from the Old Republic. So the
it's
cargo
like
hold
stairs?
Is kind of, yeah, and there's like some stairs up. You guys just walk out of the cargo hold area and go up the stairs, and then it's like a straight hallway to the cockpit. And if I remember correctly, in this ship, there is a room.
When you go up the stairs.
Up the stairs, you pass through a room where the holo terminal is before you get to the cockpit. So mm-hmm. they're not in the cockpit. They're in that room with the holo terminal. Awesome. So figure out what order you guys are going into that room. It's Chub Rub, Mark Anobi, Kale D-Bag, and Willie in the back. So you guys line you guys up in that order, please.
And then Sawbone attempt a disarm.
This is not happening, Brendan.
This is not.
This is
happening.
Not happening.
Would you roll
a what? 2?
No, it's not happening.
It's not happening at all.
And so they're like, "I tried," and he went, "Puh."
He gets a free attack on you.
Oh no, I have nothing. So he's just gonna be like,
"Pff." "What's your reflex?" "Oh, your reflex is a 19."
"Yes, sir." Mm-hmm.
"Damn. Okay. Yeah, he misses you and hits the wall behind you."
Yes.
Thank goodness. Okay. So at this point, in this moment in time, while that is happening, you guys are coming in. In the room.
Okay.
So
I want to clarify that when we get to the top of the stairs, uh-huh. I'm just going to lie down and look over them.
He's going to like kneel on the stairs and look over the stairs because
okay.
he can see the cockpit. All
right.
That way he can be like, "Hey, you suck.
Hey, you suck. Hey, fuck you." Perfect.
Fuck you, buddy.
I love it.
Not your buddy, friend.
All right. So, Chubb, what are you doing? We're going to let you guys do like this round of
surprise
like,
round.
Surprise round, and then we'll roll for initiative after that.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to blue ball the guy that just took a shot at Mr. Sawbone.
All right.
Take this, motherfucker.
That's a 29 or 28.
Yeah, that I mean, yeah, that hits him.
He takes 13 points of damage.
Nice. Some good damage.
2d8.
He's just high. Pissed, though. He's just.
Bah, motherfucker!
Arnold, what are you doing when you run in?
I'll run up to the leader.
Okay.
And I'll cough.
Can you do the power attack now?
You can do the power attack.
You can do a charge.
You can do a charge power attack.
You're gonna fuck this guy up.
Yeah,
I'm gonna. Hey, we're free. And I'm gonna fuck you up.
All right, 19.
Oh, my bad.
19 hits.
So 11.
11. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean you slash him across the chest. He. But oh, damn. Medium he ain't dead yet.
Kale, it's your turn to.
Bro, you gotta shoot.
Yeah, run in and shoot the dude on the left.
You don't want to shoot the leader?
No, he can't. There's not like a clear shot at this point.
Oh, because they're all in the way.
They're all in the way.
Damn it.
19 to hit.
19 to hit?
19 hits.
11 damage.
11 damages. Who you hitting?
That human dare.
Okay, you hit him.
I was aiming for the crotch. Does that count? They're attacking. It's not a bad thing this time.
You don't get him in the crotch.
Well, I
could get him in the gut. He's still up. And now he sees you.
Okay.
He ain't happy.
So I hope they see all of us.
Does that mean it's Willie's turn now?
And now, Willie, what are you doing from the stairs? What are you yelling?
I'm going to yell at the guy who seems to be the leader.
Uh-huh.
Must not be a very good bounty hunter. We're all loose.
Like your mom.
Like your mom. All right, well, roll.
So 23 against Will.
He is demoralized. Who's next in line?
That is it for them in line, so I think we need to roll for initiative now.
Okay, roll me some initiatives.
21.
27.
I actually rolled an 18.
Mark. 16.
Okay.
Chubrub. You are the round leader.
Yeah, I've got Sawbones weapons on me, so I'm just gonna move in so that he can reach down and grab him off my belt.
Cool.
And then I'm gonna force a blue ball right into this guy's fucking
right in his self. Schnoz.
Go for the crotch.
His self. Yeah. What's the penalty to hit the crotch? Just out of curiosity.
I mean, that's like at his height.
I don't know.
It is at his height.
Yeah. All you gotta do is reach up. And, yeah, he's gonna be like. I could touch your nuts right now.
Well, I'm just going to use the force and force a blue ball towards his towards his crotchal region.
Okay.
Which is like literally at
that's
eye level.
At eye level to you.
Right next to you.
Like a foot away.
Yeah, you could reach out and just touch it.
Oh.
What? So you can just press it into his genitalia.
Force press into the genitalia.
Like hard.
That is a 23.
That hits.
Oh, does it?
Oh, does it hit?
Smushing snake.
9 points of damage to the crotchal region.
Nothing for me to shoot.
Yeah.
9 damage?
Yeah.
Yeah, you hit him in the crotch, and he pukes.
That's what you get for trying to put me back in fucking chains, motherfucker.
He's gonna have to forego his next turn. He's still alive, though. He's just kind of hunched over.
See what happens?
So who's next?
Next is Willie.
I'm just going to go ahead and yell at that one that he did damage to. I'm going to also tell him how bad of a bounty hunter he is.
Okay.
21.
He knows he is a bad, bad bounty hunter.
That's not very nice.
Next up, Sawbone.
I'm going to reach down and take my gun from Chubrub. I'm going to point it at the leader, and I'm going to shoot him right in the face.
Okay.
That's an 18 by itself.
Nice. Yeah, that...
So I'm not even going to add it up, because you're going
to
say
you don't
it
even
hits.
Need to. Yeah. That hits so it's on the die.
23.
You reach out with your blaster, press it right against his temple...
And I go...
And just blow a hole through his fucking dome.
Before I do that, I look at him, and I go... I go, fuck you.
So wait, is he dead?
Then? He's fucking dead.
Oh, okay. I just
there might
sure.
be a chance of him recovering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
With no face.
I put that blaster like right at his head and went,
fuck yeah.
I just didn't know if it like I don't know if it just made him dizzy or not, you know.
You ever seen that movie Face Off?
It's not like that.
He just has no face.
John Cena shows up.
Mark and Obi. It's on you.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, let's
I'm just going to mosey on over to this guy. I'm just going to use another force point since they refresh. 25.
Yeah, that hits. Cool. Roll up damage.
19.
19 damage? Mm-hmm. Holy shit. You took his arm off at the shoulder.
Yeah.
So he's like, just... he's arm off.
Hey, look, guys.
Just freaking out.
Guys, look, it's the one-armed bandit now.
I saw... Shit's hilarious.
Now that's how you disarm somebody.
Oh! Oh! Yeah.
And he says that, and he looks at Sawbone.
No, man. I'm sorry.
You're a failure.
Awesome.
I tried.
Good shit. Okay. It is the Zabrak Bounty Hunter's turn. So he's going to take a shot at Sawbones. What's your reflex?
19.
He fucking misses.
Because I go, nope.
Yeah. He's just like, whoop.
He dodges the other way this time.
Whoop, whoop. Okay, I mean, yeah. Mr. D-Bag.
Yeah, what's
what
up?
What you got for me?
I'm going to shoot at that dude again.
That same one, that same human over there?
I want him to go down.
Okay.
16?
16 hits.
Okay. 15 damage.
15 damage.
15 damage.
Yeah, you shoot him right in the neck.
Yeah.
And he goes down hard, like a sack of potatoes. The human you swung at is going to take a stab at you with the vibro bayonet on his blaster rifle.
The one-armed dude?
The one-armed dude?
Yeah. Oh, the one-armed. He's the one-armed guy.
Yeah.
Now he's going to go like, he's going to try and one-arm.
So there's
got to
be a negative for that.
Super negative.
Super negative.
Hey, do you need me to hold that for you while you try to stab me, buddy?
Yeah, he tries and misses.
He's still in pain.
He's fucked up. He just sort of like swung his blaster.
It's all adrenaline
at
this point.
Hey, it's all adrenaline. That's
I look
all
at him.
Is.
I go, I did that once.
The other remaining human is gonna take a shot at Chubrub.
Is there a there's a table in the way, right?
He has down there on
a
table.
Oh, there's a hollow table. Okay, hey, he's going to take a shot at Sawbone.
Question, is that table, okay. Is it hollow underneath, or is it like one solid thing?
It's one solid thing.
Oh, okay.
So they can't even see you.
Ooh, he hits you. Okay. 10 damage. Ooh. All right, Chubra, back on you.
I'm going to charge the one-armed dude and knife the fuck out of him while just screaming at the top of my lungs.
That's what you get for trying to put me in a cage, asshole!
13 with a knife. Just charging and stabbing.
13 with a knife. His arm's off. Just saw his boss get killed. That hits.
5 damage.
5 whole damage. Wouldn't you know? You stab him right in the neck, and he just gurgles as he slides to the floor.
For the rest of the encounter, I'm just going to keep jabbing the knife into his neck over and over, fucking over and over again.
Okay. There's two more.
Screaming. Okay. I don't give a fuck.
At the end of all that, just go ahead and put a dark side point on your sheet. Because that's so fucked up.
Thank you. I was about to say, if he didn't get a dark side point for that, I get to shoot dicks.
I get to shoot dicks willy-nilly. Speaking of willy.
There's one thing I'm known for. And shooting dicks.
Shooting dicks and chewing bantha butter. And I'm all out of bantha butter.
I got you, bro. Check my pocket.
Castigating the Zabrak?
Yeah, I am castigating the Zabrak.
Okay.
Yell at him about how bad of a bounty hunter he is.
Okay.
Because all his friends die around him.
What's the roll?
28,
yeah. He's sad because he is just letting his friends die.
These guys are so depressed.
Yeah, just... Aww.
Yeah. The most emo bounty hunters ever.
Sawbone.
I'm a shoot.
Give it to me.
It's across the table. Okay.
It's a 17 plus all my stuff.
17 hits.
16?
Yep. That's a good hit. That's a solid gut shot. He falls to one knee.
He's already
doing it. Appropriate.
he's doing the Tebow.
He's doing the Tebow. All right, Mark and Obi.
Oh, hi, again.
Dude's on one knee.
I'm just going to walk up behind him, rest my lightsaber on his shoulder.
Oh, were you looking for this?
I'm just going to, it's right by his, it just shows up right by his face.
Yeah.
And then,
oh,
sorry. That's it. You just hold it there.
Yeah,
you don't just cough in his ear.
He jumps and decapitates himself.
And I'm gonna use a power attack.
Okay.
16.
That hits.
19.
Abitated. You decapitate
him. It's dark side.
His kappa has been detated.
I don't know if it's a dark side.
Because he's a bounty hunter. That's fair.
Yeah, this is a fight combat for your life.
So. I mean, yeah.
Hey, no need to lose your head over it.
I turned back and look at Chub Rub and
still stabbing.
Hey, there's no neck left, man.
It's gone.
Ding, 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 ding.
The Zabrak puts his blaster away and takes out a thermal detonator. That's his turn.
Oh, man. These dudes always getting into trouble and me always interrupting right when shit gets crazy. I just want to say thank you so much for listening to our show. We are so glad that everyone is enjoying our little adventure. If you like what you're listening to, consider listening to some of our other shows on the 8-Bit Geek Network, such as The 8-Bit Geek, 8-Bit Legends, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and Garbage Day. I don't know why I keep saying it like that. If you want to help support the show, there's a couple ways you can do that. You can go over to 8bitgeek.threadless.com and buy shirts for all of your favorite 8-Bit Geek shows, including 8-Bit Sokka. It's a pretty dope shirt. I got mine not long after our last episode released, and I've worn it a lot. It's super comfortable. Their Tri-Blend t-shirts are soft. There's this the softest shirts. I want sheets made out of those type of shirts because they're just so enjoyable to wear. you can also check us out on Patreon over on patreon.com/8bitgeek. For as little as a dollar a month, you can help support the network, and you get some like behind the scenes and extra content from us. We are currently trying to raise money to go to Alamo City Comic Con in San Antonio, Texas, in May, and we are about halfway to our goal. You can also follow us on Facebook, the network at the 8-Bit Geek, Twitter at the 8-Bit Geek. And if you want to follow this show specifically on Twitter, you can follow us at 8bit_saga. If you tweet at us using the hashtag 8bitsaga, you can get a character named after you. I know I keep saying it. They are coming up. The people who have tweeted at us so far, we had a group of five, I think, in our January recording. That stuff is coming up soon after we finish this tattooing stuff. It's tattooing and the stuff we recorded in January. So all those people that tweeted us, you're coming up. It'll be soon. People have tweeted at us since, so they'll probably be recorded next month. So it'll be a bit clearly how far behind we are on this stuff. But again, thank you so much for listening. Let's get back to the show. They've got a bounty hunter with a grenade in his hand, and he ain't afraid to hit that switch. Let's get back to it.
Kale.
You got to do diplomacy.
You can shoot him.
Can I run over and grab
He hasn't activated it. His turn was putting his weapon away.
Should we try to talk?
Shoot
maybe?
It out of his hand.
Talk. Shoot it out of his hand, maybe?
Don't
talk
shoot the... Okay. Do what you want.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to shoot at... I'm going to shoot at him. Yeah.
Well, shoot, like shoot at him? Or something?
Move and shoot.
I was about to say, so basically, move me.
You all have one round to kill this guy before everyone dies.
I shoot right at his head. 17.
17 hits.
Yeah.
Let me see damage.
Let's see it. 14.
14?
Yeah.
That is some solid damage. He's still alive, though.
Yeah.
He yells something at you in Zabrak.
Right back at you, buddy.
Oh, Chubrub. Chubrub's next.
I'm going to force throw that knife at him.
Oh, okay.
28.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You get him in the shoulder. Roll for damage.
3.
Oh, 4.
4 damage. Okay. He's got a knife in his shoulder now. Willie.
I'm just castigating again.
Okay.
You're about to die. What are you going to do?
29.
Yeah. That he's castigated.
Yeah, make the guy holding the thermal detonator depressed.
Sawbone.
I'm shooting at that dude. Right in the face.
Shoot him in the face.
In the face.
In the face.
Well.
11?
No.
Oh.
Doesn't hit.
So it comes down to me.
Just bounce around.
You better use a force point.
Just force push that goddamn grenade out of
his
hand.
It's on you, Mark.
I'll try to mind trick him.
Oh, you're going to try to mind trick him? Okay, what's your suggestion?
Put it down. You're going to put that down and surrender.
Okay. Give me a use the force check.
So a 22.
Yeah, this look comes over his face and he blinks and he says, "I will put this down." And he sets it down on the holo projector.
And I told him to surrender too.
I will surrender too. So he surrendered.
I severely.
You want to shoot him in the dick?
I was just about to say I severely struggle with the idea of shooting him in the dick.
Let's look and see if there's any bounties left on this guy, because then I can get back in with box drag by collecting the bounty on this guy.
What's my will say? Mm-hmm. No.
14. What is? It's a 14.
Oh,
you have the uncontrollable urge to shoot this guy in the dick.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Make an attack.
Like, no! Oh my god! Listen! Hold on!
I already said.
It's happening. It's already in motion.
28 to tell him not to.
Right?
I'm sorry.
Like, I need this.
Wait, you rolled the 28 before he rolled for the attack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, stop it.
His persuasion's good enough.
Wait, gotta be blown off.
Dick.
Please wait.
Okay, fine.
Your love for Willie Rowe
yeah, that's
keeps
true.
You from shooting this guy's dick off.
I sure do listen to my buddy.
Can I?
We put the cuffs on him.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, he's in binders. You can disarm him of all of his weaponry.
That definitely happens.
Okay.
I'm going to get real close to his ear.
I need to look on the computer to see if there's any bounties on this person. Or
he's a bounty hunter.
On any of the
bounties.
Bounty
on himself.
There could be someone that has a bounty on
a bounty
these people.
Hunter.
Nope. Can we check the computer to see who has the bounties?
Nope, they're all licensed to kill, so they are clear.
They are clear.
Can anyone I don't know, maybe thank me? Because we all just lived and we could all just died? Maybe, I don't know.
I mean, thanks, Mark Kenobi.
Just a thanks?
Okay, actually,
fuck off, Kenobi.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, I'll take a thank you.
Just so you know, bro had like 3 hit points left, so you could have easily killed him. But
hey, there's options.
Yeah.
Y'all just thank me for not shooting off his dick.
Thank you, Willie.
Thanks, Will.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait. Will.
Okay, so you guys have got one guy who he's in binders. What do you do?
All right, guys, I looked. There's nothing on this guy. He's not of any use to us.
Well,
I heard Chubrub earlier when we got here. He said, no one makes it out alive. And he kind of called it. He kind of called dibs on killing that dude.
Well,
so
maybe we get information first before we kill him?
Maybe we should try at least.
They're just bounty hunters hunting down a bounty. All
right, just kill him then, I guess. So whatever.
Hey, I just want to murder the motherfucker. So it's up to you guys.
All right, well, go get your dark side point.
All right, I'm going to go bite his nose off.
What?
Oh, my God.
That's so
I'm going
brutal.
To eat his face.
Oh, my God.
Like Hannibal Lecter?
While he's alive?
He's bound up, isn't he?
You're gonna
Do we
eat,
have to watch
you're gonna
this?
Eat
Can
his
I just
face
turn away?
To death?
Yeah, I'm going to have to
I'm
leave.
I'm going to go downstairs.
I walk over to him and I pat him on the face and I say, you done goofed.
You done goofed.
You done goofed.
Yeah, I'm going to eat his face.
Okay, so while he's eating his face, you guys leave. You guys can go.
I'm going to pilot the ship.
All we hear is screams.
We'll also say that you guys
that's
have
another dark side.
Looted the that's bodies fine. Of.
Did you say thank you?
And the
that's
ship.
That's fine.
You've looted the bodies and the ship and Brendan will read off the loot that you've received, and you guys can then take what you want.
All right.
We'll do that real quick.
Y'all got, like, buku loot. Okay.
Buku.
Y'all got 6 repeating blaster rifles.
Damn.
4 vibro bayonets affixed to 4 of those repeating blaster rifles. 6 thermal detonators. Mm. 8
Dips.
Energy balls.
Dips.
2 sets of ceremonial armor. 6 Dips. Ion pistols. 4 med kits. 2 tool kits. 6 med packs. 6 comm links, 6 lengths of synth rope, 45 meters each.
Take the rope.
6 stun grenades, 2 ion grenades, 2 data pads, 2 stun batons, and 2 vibro axes, and a total of 12,000 credits.
Damn.
How many? No need to write any of that down. It's all written down. And y'all can pass the card
around. We'll pass
around
the card around.
And take what you want.
Yeah, let's do that real quick. All right. Ross, what'd you take?
I just took some med packs.
All right. Kale, what'd you take?
I took the synth rope and one of the ion pistols.
Yeah, I took Chub Rub took 6 thermal detonators, 3 stun grenades, and I think that was it. Oh, 3 vibro bayonets.
Sawbone took 2 iron grenades, 3 stun grenades, 2 tool kits, 1 bounty data pad,
and ceremonial armor.
And the
both
armor.
Of them.
And
I
both
took both
of them.
Of them. Because cool. I can sell that.
You can.
I guess, you know what? I'll just take one, and I'll let the group sell.
Or if somebody else wants armor later.
Sure. I'll take one, and stockpile. Then the group can have the other one.
Or you can put it in the stockpile.
Yeah.
All right. Mark and Obi.
I took a rope.
Took a rope. All right. So everything else is into the group. I don't know what you want to call it. The group cash.
Group loot.
Group loot for you guys to, at some point, we'll get there.
Sell off.
Sell it off and make more money, because why the fuck not?
Oh, is there a refresher on this ship?
Is it what?
Is there a place where Chub Rub can take a shower?
Yeah.
Because he's covered in
blood. There's bunks.
And vomit. Blood, vomit, and sand? I need a shower.
Yeah. Down on the bottom floor. Oh, there's also, again, there's a captain's quarters, so there's a refresher in there. And also there's the crew quarters kind of near the cargo hold, and there's also some refreshers down there.
Chub Rub's going to go... To go shower.
Should all right, so you guys.
Where are we?
You guys are. Okay, hold on. That guy's dead. You've murdered him.
I ate him.
He is murdered.
All right.
Take his teeth? Anything you guys want to do?
You're still at the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah.
Just peeking the, over still.
No. On the.
He's doing yoga.
Yeah.
Is it safe yet, guys?
Is there anything you want to do with the bodies? Or you just want to leave them on this ship?
Oh,
I'm taking to get rid of them. No, we have to get rid of them.
I'm taking teeth and ears.
And we have to clean this ship up.
Okay.
If we're going to sell it, we can't sell a bloodied ship.
Not
remember?
Like last time.
We went
will
through
you,
this.
We eject them into space.
Roll 2d6. One's going to be for the amount of this one right here. This is going to be for the amount of teeth.
6.
So you take 6 teeth?
Okay.
That's like 1 per person. You took like a molar from like every person.
Yeah.
Roll another one?
Yeah, I usually go for canines.
Sure. 5. And you took 5 ears.
Jesus. It's got a necklace of ears and teeth.
Yeah, you took the ears from all the other guys, except for the one that you ate, because you ate those.
Yeah. I'll shit those out later.
Yeah. Oh.
And then you'll still make a necklace out of them.
Waste not, want not.
Yeah. That's fucked up. All right. So you guys are going to get rid of the bodies? Just going to just
eject them into space?
Eject them into space?
First, let's check out these computers. Let's see what name this ship's under, who it's under. Let's find out where we are.
Yeah, I can do all those things.
We got to get back. We also got to get back to our stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe we start flying back to Tatooine?
Yeah, let's figure out where we are.
Yeah.
And then we can start going back to Tatooine.
Let's get
so
back.
You guys get to into the cockpit, and you see that you're just above Tatooine.
Okay.
They got... Space. Yeah, they took off. They got into space.
Cool.
And they were just kind of floating above.
Dude, that cockpit is a
Do we still have the channel to Thorbin? Can we check and see if he's still on our comm links?
You cannot reach anybody planet side.
Mm. Someone, can you find out whose ship it is?
Yeah.
And what the ship's name is?
Oh!
That's a nat 20.
The ship, it belongs to the notorious bounty hunter Dreadrot.
What a cool name.
Yeah, right. he is just a freelance bounty hunter, and the ship name it's a Bantha Fodder.
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
Can you tell if it's like registered to a planet or something?
No, it's not. It's kinda like y'all's ship. It's
it's just our name. Is there multiple names for this ship?
Mm-mm, nope.
I'm gonna pilot the ship down to the planet side,
mm-hmm.
to the docking bay, and we're gonna sell it.
on the way there, we should contact PM15.
Okay.
On our ship.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
We can do that.
So you guys are going to contact him on your way down?
We're gonna call him up.
All right.
I got this, guys. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop. It's a collect call.
Hello? Oh, hey, fellas.
Hey.
Hey, PM15.
Hey,
P-Bot. So listen, real quick. What the fuck happened, you guys? We're on comms, and then all of a sudden, you guys just fucking vanished. I've been trying to find you guys, but you guys, like, left the planet or something, because you guys just fucking vanished.
Oh, we left the planet. Oh, we literally left the planet.
You guys were in the middle of doing something?
Did you know there was bounties on our head?
Well...
Why wouldn't you tell us about this, PN?
Could you have warned us, maybe?
I
thought we fixed you up. Like, we fixed your leak.
You fixed
we were. Bro. I thought we were friends. Well, and then now you don't even tell me what's going on.
Listen, a lot of people have bounties on their head that never come to fruition. I didn't think you guys would run into fucking trouble.
We did. We got captured.
You know what, though? To be fair, I should have expected it. You guys are a bunch of fuck-ups.
True.
I'm sure at some point someone would have walked into a container or something and been like, hey, have you seen my movies?
All right,
do you know who I am?
Have you?
I don't watch movies.
Oh, too bad. You're missing out on some great stuff.
I really don't think that I am. What are you guys coming? Are you guys coming back?
Yeah, we're on our way now.
Okay, where are you guys headed?
Mos Espa.
Yeah, and tell us where we need to go.
Mos
Eisley,
is
right?
Is Thorben all right?
Yeah, have you heard from Thorben?
I have heard from Thorben.
Did he get the goods to the place?
No, he just woke up in the desert, alone.
So are the goods? Did the trackers? Are they still in the same place? Or no.
You gotta go find Thorben and talk to him.
What?
Yeah.
Is there anything that you can do about these bounties that we have on our heads?
I may be able to fudge some stuff.
Yeah.
Let me take care of that. I will pilot the ship over to Mos Eisley, and we'll pick you guys up when you're done with the mission. So just head there, finish this up. Let's get the fuck off this planet. There's sand everywhere. It's coarse. It gets in everything. It's rough. I hate it.
Also, side note, PM15,
uh-huh.
I've said some hurtful shit to you.
That's very, very true.
And I've gone through some life experiences.
Uh-huh.
And some near-death experiences.
Okay.
I think he's coming on to you, buddy.
And I just wanted to apologize for some of the things that I've said that may or may not have... described your sexual orientation.
I'm a robot. Well, I have no sexual orientation.
I just want to say...
inferred your sexual orientation, and that's between you and other robots. So, just want to go ahead and clear the air there.
Well, I thank you for apologizing for the very cruel words that you said towards me. It means a lot.
But also, go fuck yourself.
I'm going to go reiterate the point that he made. I don't like you anymore because you made fun of my movie. So, yep, you gay.
Jesus. Well, you go fuck yourself.
And he hangs up. So you guys head to Mos Eisley. Where you guys head back there?
Yeah.
So you guys land. Do you want to sell the ship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll say you guys go find the Harbor Master. It's not the greatest ship, and you say you guys wipe all the information that you guys, when you found it, you wiped it with that nat 20 that you rolled. So let's say you guys get, it's pretty shitty. Let's say 20,000 credits. So you guys leave the spaceport, and as you're leaving, behind like a stack of like shipping containers and stuff, you hear,
psst, guys,
who's that?
Psst, over here, guys.
That Thorben?
Yeah. Come here.
Oh, it's Thorben. It's little Thorben.
Hey, where's our stuff?
Okay, guys, listen. So after those guys came in with the helmets and the scariness, and they knocked everyone out, and I woke up, and all you guys were gone, right? And then so I was there with the stuff, and then the exchange rolled in. And they came and they took all the spice and stuff, and I hid behind some like the sand dune, and I watched them take it, and then I followed them. So I know where the exchange has all of your spice, and all of our stuff and my fucking speeders that I built, all that stuff. I know where they are. So you guys just follow me. They're at this fucking warehouse. It's just a couple blocks away.
Can we roll perception to see if he's setting us up?
Is he lying? No, I was feeling the same kind of
vibe. Man. I don't know. This kid is so fishy.
He's just a sweet boy.
Whoa, that's what you say he is.
He murdered two people.
He's murdered people.
That's y'all's
now,
fault.
Now all of a sudden our stuff is
100% y'all's fault.
I go over to Thorbin and I pat him on the head and I say, you're a good kid. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. D-Bag.
Yeah.
It's handled.
He better not be lying.
Right. If he's lying.
And then I just look at Thorbin.
I swear I'm not lying.
I agree. I kind of look at Mark and I go, you're right, man. If he's lying.
Right.
He's dying.
I'm not lying.
I'll murder a 12-year-old.
You guys.
Wow.
checked me out already to make sure I wasn't lying. I'm not lying to you guys.
Sorry, this has been a stressful time, guys. I'm sorry.
We just went through a lot of stuff.
It has been stressful for me, too.
Okay, so you guys travel a couple blocks through Mos Eisley, and you don't run into any problems. Again, there's a lot of this is a big town in comparison to Mos Eisley, but a lot of travelers going through and smugglers and it's kind of there's just a lot of shady characters walking around. But again, you guys blend right the fuck in. No one notices you. You guys, he leads you across the street from a giant warehouse. You see there are two human guards standing outside of the front doors, and they're there and they have their blaster rifles. They're guarding the place and they're not letting just anybody in. But you can see along the left side of the building when you're looking straight at it up front. There on the left side, there is an alleyway. And again, you're kind of in the shipping part of town near the space docks and stuff. There are some crates kind of near the building that almost reach the second story where there are some open windows. You guys cannot see, obviously, who or what is on the other side of that wall. So you guys, Thorbin's like,
you guys can... You guys can just bust through the front doors, take out those guards, and just go in. Or you guys can try to stealth your way up and through the second floor and stuff. But all the stuff's in there.
Can we send Chubrub in the second floor to do a recon mission and then come back and report back?
We can do that.
Sure.
Okay.
But before you leave, Thorbin's like,
and also, I wasn't sure what to make of this when I saw it, but the person that was leading the exchange. Was Drisk. And it's Drisk Teo. It was Ardosh Box's right-hand man.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga Presents Shadow of the Old Republic.